I'm Glenn Lowry, Director of the Museum of Modern Art. Welcome to Home Delivery, Fabricating the Modern Dwelling, an exhibition that surveys innovations in prefabrication since its rise 175 years ago. As you'll see today, the story of prefabrication is very much a story of modernity. Amid the excitement and instability of rapidly changing times, architects and builders have sought to harness technology to design efficient, mass-produced housing. But as Barry Bergdahl, Philip Johnson, Chief Curator of Architecture and Design, explains, prefab has always had its detractors.
One of the fears of prefabricated housing over and over again has been that the only way to achieve economies would be to standardize everything so that, in the famous words of Ford with his Model T, you could have any color you wanted as long as it was black. The same would apply for the house, and everyone would have an identical cookie-cutter house. Today, the great hope is that mass customization will finally have the upside of all of the efficiencies and economies of prefabrication without any of the downsides of its kind of cookie-cutter sameness and lack of choice.
We begin part one of the exhibition here, on the sixth floor, with a historical appraisal of some of the most pivotal works of prefabrication. Part two of the exhibition continues outside, on the lot west of the museum, where you'll encounter five prefabricated houses, recently designed by different firms working on the cutting edge of architectural invention. You'll see how they've absorbed some of the lessons of the past, while at the same time applying groundbreaking technologies in radical new ways. On this audio program, you'll hear more from Barry Bergdahl and from curatorial assistant Peter Christensen. Outside, you can use your cell phone to access audio commentaries from several of the architects who designed the houses on the lot. For instructions on using this acoustic guide, please press 101.